You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Athletic.
Reds, James Pearce here, just finishing up at Anfield where it finished Liverpool 3, Burnley 1. Coming up, we'll bring you all the post-match reaction that you need. We'll hear the best bits from Jurgen Klopp's press conference, and my colleague Phil Buckingham will drop by to give us his take on what was a hard-fought win for the Reds here today. So it's all over here at Anfield. Liverpool 3-1 winners over Burnley as Jurgen Klopp's side returned to the Premier League summit. They had been knocked off top spot earlier in the day after Man City's home victory over Everton. But Liverpool clambering back over Pep Guardiola's side. And it wasn't a polished performance, certainly not a game that will live long in the memory banks. I think you've got to give Vincent Kompany's side a lot of credit because they made life difficult for Liverpool here today. And a depleted team that Klopp had to put out, had to really dig deep in what was a record league attendance here at Anfield. Of course, first day that the upper tier of the new Anfield Road stand had been fully open. 59,896 here to watch it, and that broke a record that had stood since 1949. And I think you could spend a lot of time picking holes in the performance because they weren't convincing. They lost their composure as well at periods. But I think in the circumstances, you've got to be happy with that, especially when you think, you know, Liverpool lost Alisson Becker and Joe Gomez to illness. Of course, you had Ibrahima Konate serving that suspension today. Szoboszlai and Salah still out injured. And Thiago, of course, back on the treatment table. And then you had that issue with Trent Alexander-Arnold not re-emerging for the second half. And that was due to him feeling some discomfort in the same knee, of course, that kept him, the issue with his lateral ligament in that knee kept him out for 3 weeks in January. So that's a real concern. Alexander-Arnold will undergo a scan to determine whether he's facing another spell on the sidelines. But of course, with, 2 weeks away from the Carabao Cup final against Chelsea and so much riding on pretty much every game at the minute, any period of absence for Liverpool's vice-captain would certainly hurt them. You know, the positive, I suppose, in terms of that right-back position is that we should see Conor Bradley hopefully back in the fold next week after compassionate leave. So you had the unlikely scenario of seeing Curtis Jones play at right-back for the second half, but he did a brilliant job there. You know, Curtis Jones, such a gifted and versatile footballer, and you know, I think he's well suited to that inverted role as well, with how comfortable he is in possession. And it was a real, real big performance as well from Harvey Elliott off the bench. How many times this season have we seen him do that? You know, where he's able to park the kind of the disappointment of not starting games and come on almost in the mood to show, you know, why he felt he should have been on the pitch sooner, and you know, had a big part to play in two Liverpool goals today. And Harvey Elliott can certainly hold his head high. Big for Andy Robertson as well, making his first start since October, and great to see Wataru Endo back out there as well after his month away at the Asia Cup. So it was a strange opening 45 minutes really, because Liverpool dominated possession and territory but just created very little. They actually scored with their first attempt on target, which was from a set piece, Alexander Arnold's corner. The goalkeeper Trafford making an absolute mess of it under pressure, and Jota there to nod home.
Alexander Arnold's corner. Trafford struggling, and Jota scores. Well, they needed a spark, and there it is.
Jota maintaining that rich vein of form that he's in. You know, he's really has stepped up in the absence of Mo Salah. I think that's 6 goals and 3 assists for Jota since he made his comeback from injury on Boxing Day in the away game at Burnley. And that goal was also significant in the fact that it was Alexander-Arnold's 58th Premier League assist. That's a record for a defender in the Premier League era. And, you know, I think at that point, everyone here probably expected Liverpool to just absolutely cruise through the gears. But Burnley had other ideas just before half-time. A thumping header from O'Shea from a corner. Endo wasn't able to get off the ground in terms of making a challenge. And Kelleher, could he have done more? Of course, Kelleher's standing in today in the absence of Alisson. He just seemed to, whether he slipped a little bit, wasn't able to get off the ground at all in terms of trying to make that save. It was a decent header, but I think, you know, the goalkeeper will be disappointed there. And, you know, and then obviously second half, you've got Elliot on for Alexander-Arnold. You've got Jones at right back, as we mentioned. And again, Klopp got the perfect response, because, you know, it was only 7 minutes after the break. Harvey Elliott, you know, he really did impose himself on this game today. He fired it across goal, and Diaz was there. Brilliant anticipation from the Colombian. Stooped to nod home from close range. There was a bit of an anxious wait for VAR. You know, they were looking at a possible offside in the build-up. But, yeah, there was relief around this place when the referee signalled that the goal would stand. And as we said, again, you kind of expected Liverpool to just be ruthless, but they weren't. There were some gaping holes there for Burnley to exploit. And Fofana really should have equalised. Two golden opportunities came his way. The first one, he was denied by a brilliant save from Kelleher after a mistake from Kwanzaa. And then only a few minutes later, Fofana in again, but he slotted wastefully wide. And that was as good as it got for Burnley. You know, Liverpool then, I think, you know, those two chances were a bit of a wake-up call for them. And it was game over with 11 minutes to go. Elliot again, you know, really composed, whipped in a beautiful cross. And Darwin Nunez, it was typical of him, really, that, you know, he tends to miss the sitters and put away the much more difficult chances, and he certainly made a very difficult header look easy with the way that he angled it from where he was. The ball was pretty much behind him, but a brilliant header to beat Trafford, and that was Nunez's first goal at Anfield since October, and you could see what it meant to him. And there was a nice moment as well where Jones and Robertson, rather than chasing after Nunez, they actually went straight to Harvey Elliott to show their appreciation for the sheer quality of that assist. So, late on, the cop went through the full soundtrack, the Klopp song, chanting about Liverpool top of the league, and of course that impending trip to Wembley in a couple of weeks. It was party time late on, and, you know, we saw Kostas Tsimikas make his comeback from injury. We also saw, you know, a couple of deserved late cameos for Bobby Clark and James McConnell, two talented youngsters in this squad that Klopp has assembled. And then after the final whistle, we not only did we have Klopp fist pumps in front of the cop, we had them in front of the newly opened, fully open now Anfield Road, and also in front of the main stand. Three sides of the ground getting the Klopp fist pumps today. You could sense that, I think, you know, Klopp knew this was by far, you know, this was no way in any shape or form a classic Liverpool performance, but you had to admire the resilience and the guts to dig it out, especially in the circumstances with preparations not being ideal and so many key players missing. So, Liverpool march on. They're still leading the way in this title race. And of course, they've got a full week now to prepare for that trip to Brentford next weekend. And then it really does get crazy in terms of the fixture schedule. So, they need to rest up, because that game at Brentford next weekend, you know, that's a tricky one. And then it really is going to be absolutely relentless. So first up in Jurgen Klopp's press conference, I asked him for his assessment of that performance.
No problem with fighting hard for a result. Actually, can't remember the last time when that wasn't the case. But today, obviously, for some obvious and some less obvious reasons, it was clear it was a really tricky afternoon. It was about how we deal with it, how much character we can show, and the boys showed exactly what we needed. The start of the game, we were a bit too much in a rush. There was a problem. Played too quick, too direct. Couldn't react with the formation on that. Couldn't win balls back. They had counterattacks, and that looks not great and doesn't feel great on top of it. We score our goal, wonderful, find a way in the game, and then we concede in the last second before pretty much before the halftime, the equalizer. But a 1-1, it's not a problem. It was like I wanted us to play better football and play calmer football. Always when we did that, and thankfully we had two good situations to show them. One with a kind of a diagonal ball, which we saw from Birch to Trent when the winger went inside, and they are playing around, having the right players in the right position. So, and we did that. And then was obviously the problem in halftime that we had to take Trent off. That's a double problem if you want. One is Trent off, and the other one is don't have a right back available. So we told Curtis what he had to do, change the formation slightly, that we make it as simple as possible for him, because the first time in his life we played the position. We don't want him to be the inverted right back and think about these kind of things as well. So he did exceptionally well. Arby came on, did really well. All the other boys did really well. We scored this wonderful 2-1 in the right moment, helped obviously to give the game for us the right direction. They still had their moments because the quality they have. I think it's a pretty strange situation Burnley is in. They play much better than they cause everybody problems. It's not just us, they cause everybody problems. And that's quite special with the amount of points they have, that they always come in the next game with such a positive mentality. Really, I admire that a lot. And then we scored a third one, and we could have scored more and after goals in other moments. So it's all good. It was a really good game, a really good result besides the Trent situation. Perfect. We lost this morning Ali with a, I don't know, we lost Joey with the flu. Ali, we will see. And before the game, Ryan felt a little bit somewhere. They told me then he's fine, but you cannot bring a player who felt something in the warming up. So yeah, we have to recover quickly. And hopefully a lot of the boys will be back for the next game, but because we need them, obviously.
I then asked Klopp about that situation with Trent Alexander-Arnold, who, of course, didn't re-emerge for the second half after feeling some discomfort in that knee.
Yeah, I felt there. He's stuck in the grass, we will see. We have to further assess him. We need to further assess him.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
Well, then the conversation turned to Andy Robertson and the significance of him making his first start since October and just how valuable his experience and leadership will be at such a pivotal stage of the season.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. All of them. But Rob and I, especially, as he was since we worked together, he was never that long out. So for him, very, very strange. Super important. Played a top game. Has now the situation, not only that he's coming back, but when he came back, we have these kind of different sessions because we play all the time. You don't have the real sessions where you can feel the game again. It's small-sided games, blah, blah, blah. All the other guys recover. The fewer didn't play or come back from injury. They do different stuff. So he needed the last week, 3 sessions, big pitch, 11-11, whatever we did, and to feel the situation again. And besides that, he had to force him a little bit to just ignore the fact that he can't have a rhythm and bring himself in kind of a rhythm, and that's what he did.
Well, it was an afternoon when both managers were shown a yellow card for their protests at decisions, and Jurgen Klopp was asked about the booking that he received after a penalty appeal was waved away in the first half after Diogo Jota had gone down in the box.
I'm not sure. Did anybody see the situation when Diogo got wrestled down? Is that a possible penalty? Is it or not? I want to know it before my pussy. Yeah, that's what I saw. And that's in the box, and for me, that's a penalty. So we had exactly the same view, and we have the same view. And then the fourth official tells me, yeah, VAR checks it. Yeah, we have no chance in that moment because it's not clear and obvious, because something he saw, obviously, it was not enough for a penalty. And that clicked slightly in my head, and then I was a bit... But imagine this game today, just because we are on the week of the blue card, imagine this game with the blue card. That would have been Wild West, honestly. The cards would have flown. For a moment, it would have been seven players on the pitch because everybody has a sin bin with a blue card.
And finally, Jurgen Klopp was asked about that record league attendance and the sheer significance of having nearly 60,000 inside Anfield to witness this home triumph.
Before I really heard it, I saw it already. It looks exceptional. It looks absolutely exceptional. This stadium grew and grew. It was always wonderful, but now it's really outrageously wonderful. Really top. Really top. Really loud in the right moments. I know it's a game. There were tricky moments, and then it's difficult to be on your toes. I had my moment with the main stand, but it's all good, and I'm really happy that we have them now finally back. It gives a lot of people the opportunity to see this wonderful team playing football.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
It was an enforced change at half time that gave Harvey Elliott his chance off the bench. And boy, did he take it. The youngster was one of Liverpool's best players in the second half, and with two assists, setting up the Liverpool second for Luis Diaz, and then the third through Darwin Nunez, he certainly left his fingerprints on that game. Liverpool were huffing and puffing for a long periods of that first half, certainly around the Burnley area. Not too much creativity. So when Elliott did come on and he found those pockets of space on the right-hand side of the Burnley box, He stretched Burnley, he made them feel uncomfortable, and when it mattered, he put two excellent deliveries into the box, and that's where Liverpool got their second half goals from, and that ultimately is where they got the victory from.
Harvey Elliott has kept this alive, and it's deep put in!
Harvey Elliott hasn't had too many chances this season, often gets his opportunities off the bench. I think it's only three starts all season in the Premier League. But when Liverpool are fighting on so many fronts, as they will do in the second half of this season, every player is going to be needed. And certainly when teams like Burnley come and make life awkward, make life difficult, you sometimes need that little bit of spark. And that's what Elliott delivered today. Jurgen Klopp was delighted with him afterwards. And when it comes to the squad selection for the next Premier League game, Harvey Elliott will be in his thoughts. Is he in the strongest 11 for Liverpool right now? Probably not. But when you've got these games in the FA Cup, the Europa League, he's going to get plenty of chances, and today he did himself no harm whatsoever.
So that's it from us here at Anfield. For plenty more match reaction and analysis, check out The Athletic. We'll be back for the next episode of the Walk On podcast on Wednesday. Don't miss that one. Thanks for joining me, and we'll catch you then.
The Athletic.